G'day, just want to talk about how we can hear God sometimes, whether you will or whether you won't. It's possible, it happens, it's happened to me, that God will speak to you in an audible voice. And just because you hear that audible voice doesn't mean you've made it or you've got the perfect instruction to go and fulfill some great desire or, great work that God's given you. It means nothing like that. It's just a way that God can get his message across, and if he chooses to speak in an audible voice to you, well, that's up to him. I've heard it a few times, and I've heard the devil speak a few times, and I'll come to them testimonies after we go through a bit of the word. I just want to show you in the word where God spoke audibly, and there's so much of it in the Bible through the Old Testament. Moses, Abraham, Gideon, all of the mighty men of God, David, I believe, would have heard it, So many of them, God was speaking to them, and God still speaks, and he wants to speak to you, whether it's the audible voice, whether it's the still small voice, whether it's dreams, visions, pictures, whatever it is, we've got to take it back to the word. And if it doesn't line up with the word, it's not gonna, you just don't want to trust it, because later, I'll share a testimony where, I thought I'd worked out the sound of this audible voice, and I hadn't. So it doesn't matter how God speaks to you, the devil can counterfeit it, and you've got to test everything by the word. And in the word, when Jesus was baptized in Mark 1:11, it says, "And there came a voice from heaven saying, 'Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" That's God speaking audibly. A voice from heaven. It didn't come from within. The audible voice comes like someone standing right next to you speaking to you. You can hear it. It comes from the outside. You'll know it. In Acts 9:3, when he was journeying on the road to Damascus, Saul heard, it says, "And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, 'Saul, Saul, why persecutest me?' And he said, 'Who art thou, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.' And he, trembling and astonished, said, 'Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?' And the Lord said unto him, 'Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do.' And the man which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man." So that audible voice was Saul heard it, but the other fellows only heard Saul talking to himself and couldn't see anyone. And as he's confirmed in Acts 22:7-9, "And I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, 'Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?' And I answered, 'Who art thou, Lord?' And he said unto me, 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest.' And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me." So they did see a light, but, they must have thought Paul was going a bit mad, just talking to himself. But he heard the voice, so the voice can be loud, and you still, no one around you can hear it. It'll just be for you personally or whoever it's meant for. When you hear an audible voice, it freaks you out. You think, whoa, there's no one there. It's not natural. And if you're not used to it, you never forget it. Even when how do you get used to that? You can't. But you never forget him. What he says sticks with you. And, you never forget. You've got whether it's a direction, whether it's, cryptic, or whether it's a parable, it stays with you. And sometimes it takes years and years to work through what he's told you, because it can be cryptic, because it can be like, a parable, he wants us to think, to dwell on it, to work it into our life, whatever he says with an audible voice. And the next scripture I'll bring up is Jesus, and everyone heard this in John 12:28. it says, Father, glorify thy name. That's Jesus speaking. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. So God spoke to Jesus, but he wanted everyone to hear, you know. He wanted everyone to know that he can just manifest in any way he likes, in you know, a voice from heaven where, you know, it freaks you out, I tell you. What, before, it says that it thundered, you know, and John in Revelation 1:10, he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Before I was saved, when I was doing witchcraft or doing New Age stuff, you know, it wasn't heavy duty witchcraft, but it was like, you know, it was stuff, it was not normal anyway. But I heard this audible voice that rattled the windows, and like before I was saved, I thought, wow, it freaked me out. And all it said was everybody's the same or everyone's the same. And I thought, what's that mean? What's that mean? It was so loud, like it thundered and it was like a trumpet. And when I read this, when I got saved, I'm thinking, wow, that must have been God, because for a voice to just come and rattle the windows, it just freaked me out. Not that I was scared, because I was getting used to weird stuff happening, but you never forget it. And anyway, the first time after I was saved, I heard an audible voice. Was I was standing in church, and there was a fellow who was a friend. He was an elder in the church, and he was sort of rebuking this other bloke who hadn't really done much wrong. And I'm thinking within me, well, you shouldn't be doing that, you know, give him a go. And then a voice said, the first time I heard it, you know, just like a voice, not thundering or not loud, it said, he'll be gone in 6 months. And I'm thinking, what's that meant to mean? And I'm looking around in church while this stuff's going on, and I thought, wow, I wonder if anyone else heard it. And anyway, I'm driving home, and I knew it was God, because he just told me this bloke will be dead in 6 months, and I didn't know what to do with it. I mean, it freaked me out. What do I do? I went home and prayed. And, you know, over the next few weeks, God gave me the answer about what he had to do to divert this judgment that was coming upon him. And then I was a young Christian. In the end, a few things happened, you know. I said, God, if he starts getting crooked, well, I'll go and tell him, you know. And he started breaking out with these big black blotches on him about 4 or 5 months later. And I thought, oh, I had to go and tell him. And they didn't believe me, you know, and it was like, it was a battle. It was a battle within, you know. No one wanted to hear, no one wanted to know. Anyway, he died in 6 months, nearly right to the day that I said. And they accused me of doing witchcraft, so, you know, and I got into a lot of strife, and that was like the end of, you know, that was, like, that wasn't a good thing to happen. I mean, that audible voice told me what was going to happen, but just because you hear it doesn't mean you're going to be blessed above everyone else, and, you know, you've made it. You know, you just, it doesn't mean anything. It just means God's give you the inside information. It was a word of knowledge, but it came audibly. And, you know, anyway, I learned so much from that. And anyway, the trouble came in the church, coming against me, accusing me of witchcraft. He didn't want to know me, just totally chucked me out. And I was only like a 4-year-old Christian. And then I was praying in the lounge room, and I heard an order. I was saying, God, help the church, make the church how you want it to be. And then I heard an audible voice. I was on my knees praying hard. And I heard, don't go. And I'm looking around, go, don't go. God, they told me I've got to go or I'm going to go to hell. They got to tell me, you know, if you don't go to church, then you're going to fall away. And, you know, you got to come under the covering and you got to do this and do that. And I'm thinking, was that you, God, or was it the devil? And it sounded exactly like the other voice I'd already heard. But because it was saying, don't go, when I'd been brainwashed into thinking I've got to go, I must go, I have to go, do not forsake the gathering, you know, and all this sort of stuff that I'd believed from these controllers, it was confusing. But then I prayed, God, is that you? And then I heard, you know, within about 2 minutes, anchor yourself in the word. And I just started jumping up and down around the lounge room going, yes, 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 because I was so happy I didn't have to go back to that place, because there's no way. And I knew the devil don't want us reading the word. That's why it's so important to anchor in the word. You know, the word's got to be the anchor. The word has to be first and it has to be last. Everything happens in between must be tested with the word, must be tested on the foundation of the word. Audible voices, dreams, visions, whatever it is, the still small voice, the devil can counterfeit. You must anchor yourself in the word. Anyway, that wasn't the last time I'd heard that voice. I was getting out of bed one day and I just heard, open new doors and new doors will be opened. And there it is. It's like it speaks cryptically and in a parable, which that word sort of stuck with me for a few years, but it made me sort of run ahead. It made me strive. It made me kick doors open that shouldn't have been kicked open. It made me, you know, just try everything. And it took like 5, 6, 7 years, 8 years, probably longer, before things started leveling out, before I realized I'd made every mistake in the book. But by making them mistakes, I started leveling out and realizing, learning that this, you know, learning to see, learning to hear, learning to be led by the Spirit, not running ahead, running amok and just thinking, you know, that every new door you go through, you know, you're going to see miracles, healings, deliverances, whatever. Because there's a lot of trouble, but through much tribulation, we must enter into the kingdom of God. And through that, I learned just because you get the nod to do stuff doesn't mean you're going to get, you know, pats on the back and blessings everywhere you turn. So anyway, I thought, well, you know, and I heard it a few other times, and it spoke cryptically. It spoke so I had to think about it, had to search it out, had to seek out the answers, and they never came instantly. You know, some things are still unfolding. And I thought, yeah, right, oh, I know that voice now. I know the voice of God. And then one day I got out of bed again, and I heard, you will experience dread and an unexpected end. And I go, oh, and it brought fear into me heart. You know, what's that meant to mean, God? And am I going to die? Am I going to, you know, just freak out and just totally be fearful and then drop dead? Or am I going to get run over by a bus? Or what's going on? And that really freaked me out, because I'd never heard it in such a way that it brought that sort of fear. The fear was you know, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord leads unto life. This was fear. This was an emotional fear, an emotional attack. And anyway, I rang up a couple of my mates and I said, look, friends that I've known for a while and friends that are both street preachers, they've had a fair few battles and that, and I needed someone, you know, I needed someone's advice or something. I just needed to hear what they thought. And then they directed me to, and I knew this scripture too, but because I heard the voice and I thought it was the voice of God, so I put it to God. I never ever thought, well, maybe the devil was counterfeiting this voice that I thought I recognized. But anyway, in Jeremiah 29:11, they directed me to this scripture, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So the word says, this is why we've got to take things back to the word. God says he's going to give us, you know, he wants to give us peace, not evil. He wants to give us an expected end. We don't have to walk in fear or worry or stress or panic, you know, waiting for something that's just going to drop on us from out of the heavens and bang, that's the end of us. We don't live like that. We've got to live by faith, and we've got to walk in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So because, you know, and then everything changed after that. I knew that I couldn't really trust any audible voice. I could test them. I could test them with the word, and that's the way you got to operate. If you hear an audible voice, don't just go running after it thinking it's God, because it mightn't be. The devil can counterfeit everything. You know, and as we grow older, as we grow, you know, in experience, in wisdom and understanding and knowledge, things, you know, things that the supernatural things that happen doesn't really freak us out or doesn't really confuse us as much as it used to, but it's still there, you know. We've still always got to test everything by everyone, you know, whether it's out of the mouth of someone else or audible voices or, you know, wherever it comes from, we got to test it. So, you know, if you hear an audible voice, don't just believe it's God. It may be God, and it may be, you know, a good direction, and it's encouraging, because, you know you're in a supernatural surrounding, in a supernatural world, and you're part of it. But be careful, because, you know, the devil doesn't sleep. Anyway, thanks for listening. I just pray, Father, that you give the people, if they hear audible voices, give them discernment, God. Give them discernment on whose voice it is, Lord. There's many voices in the world, none without significance. If you speak to them audibly, God, let them seek you, let them search you out, let them find the truth, and even encourage them into believing that they're not alone, that they can, that you, they're part of it as much as anyone else is, as much as I am, as much as any person written in the Bible, they're as much part of it as anybody. So bless them, God, and give them favor and encourage them in Jesus' name. Open their eyes to see and open their ears to hear your voice, whether it's the still small voice, whether it's the audible voice, and help them to anchor themselves in the word and test everything, test all things in Jesus' name. Amen.